Friday again, which for the uninitiated means we've waylaid one of our Culture File guests and asked them not to talk about their own stuff, but some of the TV, books, music, tastes and smells that they've been enjoying. And this time, Stage Beyond Artistic Director Dee Conaghan shares with us her Culture File likes.
Okay, my name is Dee Conaghan and I live in Derry. The book that I actually have that has been shamefully sitting on my bedside table, and I will read it, is The Dutch House by Anne Pratchett. I'm really looking forward to it, but it's just kind of been a bit mad with homeschooling is going on, and kind of working from home as well, and haven't quite found the time yet to lift it up, but I'll get there. I will get there. It's her latest, and I've read lots of reviews about it, and I'm looking for it. I brought it down to Donegal, hopefully, to read whenever I get a quiet moment, if that ever happens. Netflix, I've kind of my guilty pleasure, and I'm halfway through the last series of Succession, and I really enjoyed that, but literally on the pause is the last episode of series two, and I genuinely have not had time to go back, and it's not that I'm busy really, but it's just there's just so much, you know, other distractions in life. It's about a family, a kind of a guy who is at the head of the family, who's a Scottish guy, a bit like a Murdoch type character. And not, to be perfectly honest, he's not a very pleasant family. They're not the kind of family that you would really like to have about you, but they're awfully entertaining to watch. I've found it initially, funny, kind of quite difficult with lockdown, and particularly as well to do with kind of people being in the house all the time and the homeschooling, whatever. And I started to come back to my days of dancing and discos, as we used to call them, to Depeche Mode. And I put on Depeche Mode every day, just can't get enough. And I dance like a mad thing around the living room. And that really just does it for me. And I just can't see. Myself constantly going back to those kind of big packets of salt and vinegar crisps, Tato big, and they're meant to be, I shouldn't really be saying this, but they're kind of a family packet, but let's just say the family don't get near them, and I go into a wee room and just eat them all myself and thoroughly enjoy them. Absolute bliss. Well, do you know what? I'm actually, funny enough, my aunt, Auntie Marca Conaghan, used to wear Chanel number 5. And funnily enough, I've been kind of thinking about all my elderly relatives that have gone to a place, and we're down in Kildare, and they're at the moment, and they're all buried there. It's not like a Brian Friel play, but they're all dead and gone and all. But funnily enough, I just bought the perfume, and it just kind of reminds me of my Auntie Marca. So that's what I'm wearing at the moment. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
The likes of Dee Conaghan there, and you can hear Hamlet, Prince of Derry on RTE Radio 1's Drama on One slot at 8 p.m. this coming Sunday, 26th of July, and as a podcast available from the Drama on One site after that. But let's not get ahead of ourselves entirely. Coming up this evening, we have the Culture File Weekly, featuring the latest from Maurice Gohan on cancel culture, Paddy Woodworth on Rachel Carson, and Giles Peterson on the astral music of Sun Ra. That's all in the Culture File Weekly. This and every Friday at 7 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.